I have joined you with Mark Snyder.
Okay.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Liz O'Brien from People Magazine joins us to talk about People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive 2004. And again, the 9 million listeners at PMPnetwork.com, extremely disappointed that their idol Mark Snyder is not out there.
I don't know how that happened.
I do. People is prejudiced against poor people on the internet.
Is that it?
That's what it is. Yes.
I think you need better publicists. Send out your headshots earlier.
Yeah, I don't have any publicists, but
rats.
That's the problem. But but you know, Usher has sold 7 million CDs.
Mm-hmm.
I have 9 million listeners. So we have more people here responding.
There's something
than
not right.
He does. So something's wrong.
I'll look into it.
I would definitely check into it. Yeah.
I will.
I mean, you know, Johnny Depp instead of me? Come on. And now, where did Johnny Damon come from?
Well, you know, being from New York, it was a tough choice, but we had to give credit where it's due. He had a great year, and fans really seemed to like him.
What about Curt Schilling or someone like that, someone who's heroic?
Well, we could only give to one Red Sox this year, and it killed us to do that.
I mean, you know, if you think about sexy faces, Johnny Damon's doesn't come to mind.
No?
No.
Oh,
no.
I think there's something very attractive about him, and especially how, you know, he wasn't heroic like Curt Schilling, but he was pretty plucky.
Plucky?
Plucky.
Yeah, you can tell you're from New York. We don't talk like that around here in Boston. But, so now the People Magazine Sexiest or whatever it's called there, the Sexiest Man Alive, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these different issues that come up, but there are some that you would expect to see. People like Dean Cain, who you saw in Superman, now he's with Clubhouse.
Right.
And it's nice to see people come back, like Jimmy Smits and mm-hmm. Blair Underwood and stuff like that. The up-and-comers... Where do they call these guys from? I know a lot of them are from TV shows. How do you determine, who determines who gets in this magazine?
Well, we sort of keep our eye out throughout the year on guys who are coming up and, you know, steady guys who've been in our issue before and are just perennials like Johnny Depp and Colin Farrell and Brad Pitt. But it's not very scientific. We all sort of champion our own favorites, and then we whittle it down to this list. So it's pretty subjective, I have to say, but I think everyone can agree on the hotness of these up-and-comers and the perennials.
Now, you're a writer for People. Which one of these particular ones did you interview for the issue?
There were so many, a bunch of them. I can't really remember. But, you know, a lot of them talk to our reporters over the year. And so we call from interviews that way.
So a lot of times you don't even talk to them?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Or I don't, but
Our
reporters and correspondents do.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nice to see someone like the Christ of Passion of the Christ made it.
Yeah, Jim Caviezel. And he was in a movie that was surrounded by controversy and wasn't supposed to do well and turned out to be a blockbuster.
Exactly, and my wife is a big fan of Taye Diggs. She loves that show, Kevin Hill.
Mm-hmm, and you know, a lot of critics are saying it's overdue. This guy should have been a star a long time. It's about time.
Well, he was a model, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yeah.
So, of course, he's got the looks already, but he's developing the acting chops now, I guess.
Yeah, and it seems to be holding true that he does have them.
Hmm. Now, I noticed that I was looking at this thing, and there aren't too many football players in here. In fact, was there any?
I think there is one. There's Carr, the...
The Houston Texans quarterback. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because we're very disappointed here in Boston that Tom Brady wasn't in there.
Well, I think Tom made it another year.
He did, so. But he should be in it every year. You know, he won a Super Bowl again last year.
That's true.
So
That's
he's the current
true.
Super Bowl holding QB, not Dave Carr.
No.
Who's
but,
leading.
You know, you got to spread the wealth a little.
No, we don't believe that here. And they certainly don't believe it in New York. It's Steinbrenner territory.
But, no, well, we've been humbled.
Most of the people that are in this are TV stars, movie stars, or music stars.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few other people, but not many. I mean, there's an author, there's a center for the Charlotte Bobcats, there's a fashion designer, a poker player, but not many people who have offbeat jobs.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, you know, it's really... who our readers respond to, and these guys, you know, the celebrities, the Entertainment Tonight hosts, they are more in the public eye, and we hear more from our readers that they like
I think
to see them.
Myself, and here's a guy that I've been doing People now since it came out pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that if a guy like Mark Snyder at PNP Network was in there, that millions of people who don't even respond to things like this would respond.
No, I think
and similarly, other people, if you take a guy off the road who's a sanitation worker
mm-hmm.
in a town who happens to be a really hunky guy,
mm-hmm.
there'd probably be more reaction nationwide for the women to him than some guy who they consider unapproachable like a movie star.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is also sort of a fantasy book, too. You know, these are not guys that women expect to meet, but you know, we also do our Bachelor's issue, which does have a lot of regular guys in it. So
not a lot, but a few.
Yeah, they have
a few. Of course, I'm not a bachelor, so I can't make that.
Rats.
Yeah, well, I can't make this either, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter, does it? But the Sexiest Man Alive 2004 issue is on the newsstands right now, and if you're
actually,
a
it's
woman,
on tomorrow. It's on newsstands tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, mm-hmm. tomorrow. Okay, well, by the time they hear this, it'll be almost time to go to the supermarket and get it. But if you're a woman out there and you like hot guys, this is the magazine you want to have and keep in your house for a while, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who's your favorite of the? Is Jude Law, in your opinion, the sexiest man alive?
Well, he's had an amazing year, and the guy is everywhere. You know, he's in 6 films, and he was just on Saturday Night Live sort of poking fun at himself, and you can't resist a cute guy with a sense of humor about his looks. So
yeah.
I think he's earned the title this year.
I think Alfie might put him over the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the character he's playing is kind of a suave, sophisticated guy
mm-hmm.
who beds a lot of women.
Right, and he has this sort of old Hollywood aura about him. You know, in the magazine we did a little spread on pictures with him and Cary Grant and Paul Newman, and he really sort of has their persona, their aura about him. So it's kind of nice.
Wasn't he married to someone for a while named Sadie or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then they broke up, and who's
yeah.
he been dating now?
He's actually dating his Alfie co-star, Sienna Miller.
Oh.
And it's pretty serious, but you know, he's still devoted to his 3 kids, and he would fly home on the weekends while filming to be with them, so it's also nice to see that he's a devoted family man.
That's another bonus there for the women who like guys like that.
Yep.
And,
like
and,
nice
and who doesn't? You know, Brad Pitt is in this thing every year. Colin
yeah.
Farrell, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Bruce Willis, they're kind of regulars.
Yeah, you really can't have a Sexiest Man Alive issue without them.
Well, how come? Why don't they have like a Hall of Fame, like they
yeah.
do with the other ones?
Well, this is sort of our little homage to them.
Yeah.
Like, yep, you're here again.
I think they should have the Sexiest Man Alive Hall of Fame.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and they can pick a few people every year to put in there, and it makes sense. They've done it with other issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So bring it to the table and tell them Snyder said it, and if they use that idea, they
I'm
have to have me
notes
in there.
Here.
Hmm?
I'm taking notes on your
yeah.
ideas.
Yeah. Just tell them that to make sure that I'm in there too, though.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
We have pictures available.
Okay.
Hey, it was good to talk to you, Liz.
Thank you.
Liz O'Brien, People Magazine, Sexiest Man Alive 2004. Take care.
Take care.
Problems, that sort of